and that was Skywalk with Silent Wings, a Bluebird Jazz Ensemble in the 80s. Before I get into that next track, I just want to reiterate something that I've talked about in recent weeks, which is that we have a text-in phone line here in studio at CJSF. If you want to text in, talk about any of the music that we played, or anything of that nature, share your opinion, share some feedback, all of that. You can text in at 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. All right, let's get on to the next track. This one is titled Little Bit of L.A. by Scott. Thank you.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back with Analog Archives here only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You know, one thing I've been thinking about lately with Analog Archives is that, for those of you listening, I want you to be aware of the fact that CJSF is a very open place and a very communal space. So, even though this show is something of my creation and I've been the primary host of it since I started it last year, if there is a pick in the library of CJSF, which is fully accessible to the public as sort of like a reference section, if you become a volunteer here at CJSF and you think it needs to be played on air, you want to talk about it on air, let me know. You know, you can either see me in person at the station. I'm usually here pretty much during regular working hours, Monday to Friday. But also, if you want to DM me, analogarchives__, and let me know if you have any suggestions for what should be played on the show, or say you want a guest on the show and talk about a specific record. I would love that, and it would be really cool to get more people on this show. I have some interviews planned for the summer, so stay tuned for that, because I have not done really any interviews for this show in particular since the Sandra Lockwood episode in September, and I would like to change that, because that is my favorite episode of this show, and it'd be really cool to talk to more people about their art, regardless of when it came out. Okay, let's get back to the episode. We've been listening to Skywalk with Silent Witness. Skywalk is a Vancouver jazz ensemble from the 1980s, and it features Renee Wurst, Kat Hendricks, Harris Van Berkel, Tom Keenlyside, Jim McGillivray, and Graeme Coleman. Again, this was recorded at Little Mountain Sound, which I don't believe exists anymore, but harbored some pretty iconic artists, and everyone from, you know, Skywalk to, I think, even like Van Halen and Bon Jovi. So a pretty legendary space, and it's cool just to see the amount of different acts and groups that were recording there at the time. There's a little thank you section here at the bottom of this record, which I always love shouting out. It says here, special thanks to Iote Drums, Ed Muronic at Bill Lewis Music for the great guitar, Gary Coliger for Lynn Drum Programming, Bill Buckingham for simply being, and the people at Zebra Records and Word of Mouth Marketing. Yeah. Okay, let's get onto this next track. I know we're getting into the summer, but this one, maybe we'll cool you down a bit. This one is titled First Snow. You're listening to Analog Archives. I'm your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back. That last track was titled First Snow off of the Skywalk album Silent Witness. Let's do one last track off of this one for today. This one on side two is titled Enough Damage for One Day. For one last time, we are back with Analog Archives here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We only got time for one more song. Before I get into any of that, I just want to mention that in about 5 minutes, we have none other than Wham Bam Yzvan with Linda. Make sure you tune in. It's always going to be an amazing time, 7 p.m. Always an amazing local guest. Don't know how she finds some of these people, but they're always so cool and so talented and so awesome. So make sure you tune in for that. And then at 8 p.m., we've got the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy all the way in Lethbridge, Alberta. If you want to listen to some screaming and some heaviness, make sure you tune in for the 60-minute stage dive. All right, let's get on to the next and last track of the night. This one is from Vancouver jazz musician Dale Jacobs. And even though this is a song from his album by the name of Cobra, it's actually a 7-inch single from that album, and it's double-sided, but one side is mono, one side is stereo, so let's make sure to play stereo. This one is from 1978 CBS Records in Canada from the Cobra album. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Analog Archives this hour. Always means the world to me. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else but right here playing music for all of you. And until next week, peace.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.